Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Otherwise, what is normally kind of a boring thing is Trey Smith, right? We know he's less than a month away from the franchise tag deadline, or the long-term deal deadline. He already signed the franchise tag, I should say. And if he holds out, he'd be out about $100,000, $105,000 if he would miss all 3 days of mandatory minicamp. Is he showing up today? We saw their social media team put out like their media day yesterday that they were doing, and it looked like part of the video, you saw Trey Smith there. So I think
smiling.
He's in Kansas City. The question would be, is he doing the old hold-in, or is he actually practicing?
Being like a Shamar Stewart?
Today. Well, no, Shamar Stewart doesn't even have a contract.
So but he still shows up.
This is at least a franchise tag has been signed. He is an employee still of the team. But we see nowadays guys do these hold-in things. Do you think Trey Smith is actually going to practice today? That's really the biggest question I have are these 3 days.
No.
It's minicamp.
No. I don't think he does. And I think they're good with that because they know what he could do. And I think they're good with that. I don't think he practices.
You think at this point in time, it's just understood. Now, Andy was asked about it last week, and he basically was like, we'll see kind of thing.
Oh, he hates contract type stuff. I mean, that's the one thing that Andy really hates. Yeah. So you're not going to get a lot of contract stuff, but they know what he can do. So even if he misses these 3 days, big deal. I mean, seriously, in the grand scheme of things.
I agree.
I like mini camps. You know, it's tongue in cheek. Ha-ha, I like them. Oh, by the way, the Rams are in Hawaii doing that.
Yeah,
I mentioned
Maui,
that yesterday.
Maui
they're
camp.
Actually over there. Yeah,
yeah, they're calling it
charging.
Maui camp.
Maui camp, yeah.
Yeah, I think for him, if he doesn't show up or if he does the hold-in thing, totally understandable. I mean, that's just how this stuff usually operates. You're trying to protect yourself, you know, even though there's no pads on or anything like that. You don't want to jeopardize anything in the future. I think at this point, it still seems like it's been very, very cordial that both sides want to get a deal done. It's a totally different situation than what you brought up, what's happened in Cincy with Trey Hendrickson or Micah Parsons publicly. There's been no, to this point, public bad mouthing, anything like that. Everybody wants to get it done. Now, he has signed the franchise tag, so you know kind of where the number's got to start. You know it's got to start at that number if you're looking on a per-year basis. The question is it a four-year deal or a five-year deal? I think we've been consistent on the timeline for this. While it's, what, July 15th or so, I don't really start thinking it heats up contract-wise for Trey Smith until July 1st. Then you're inside of 2 weeks. You know, at that point, you're, what, 3.5 weeks away from heading up to St. Joe. It starts to get real at that point. Deadline, spur action. We all know that this happens all the time. I still think something gets done, mainly because, one, he's already signed the franchise tag, so you kind of know the dollar amount. The other thing is, it would be a massive failure if you traded Joe Tooney and you did not get a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. That would be a complete disaster.
The Trey Smith deal is an interesting one, too. For one, as soon as they draft him, he's got two rings, and he's been to nothing but the Super Bowl. His whole career, he's got two rings, and then he lost that last year. We're talking about a sixth-round pick. Sixth round. He thought he was going much earlier. And like I said, I never forget during the Zoom, because it was during Zoom calls then with the players at that point, he had the Chiefs draft hat on. And I thought that was interesting for a sixth-round pick to have the Chiefs hat on, because usually those are built for, you know, guys in the first and second round to have those. They're sent all the hats. But clearly, it was presumed he was going to go much earlier. But he caught a break, and the Chiefs took a chance on him. And I think that there's this mutual respect between the two, between Trey and the Chiefs. Like, hey, man, this team took a chance on me in the sixth round. Other teams were passing on me like crazy. They took me. I got two rings for them. That's why I think it's a cordial deal. He does a lot of stuff in the community in Kansas City. He really, really likes being a Chief. They took a chance on him. I just think, and then clearly this is a business deal. I get it. But I think there's this mutual respect between Trey and the organization. He was in the Hallmark movie that you were in last year.
He was, yeah.
I mean, Trey Smith has been a Chiefs guy. I mean, anything they've asked him to do, he does it. He goes out with Mitch to Central Kansas and does all those things, but he's been kind of a company guy.
I agree with you. So totally.
I just don't see this, you know, being acrimonious at all between the two.
It's not only important to get it done because of what we mentioned, just the decision you made earlier in the offseason to say, hey, he's the guard we're keeping. We're going to let Joe Tooney go to Chicago. We're going to trade him to Chicago, I should say. Not that he's not a high-quality player, but you're going with the age thing and everything else. The other reason why it's so important for them to get this done is we all know that there are other guys that they need to make decisions on or would like to maybe get a deal done. Most notably, Trent McDuffie, who is one of the faces of this franchise now and will be over the next, hopefully, five plus years. And Karlaftis. But if we're doing order, I think McDuffie is next up.
Here's the problem. Like, Veach has kind of created this himself. And it's good and bad. Because Veach takes chances on guys like a Trey Smith in the sixth round, all of a sudden you might be paying him more than any player in the National Football League, right? Like, he drafted like Creed Humphrey and all this highest-paid center in the NFL. Not even a first-round pick. So what I'm saying is he's doing well in the draft. Yeah, forget some of the misses. Yeah, that happens with everybody. But he's doing so well in the other rounds that all of a sudden it's payday for these guys. Now, McDuffie's different. It's first-round pick. I get it. So is Karlaftis. But his guys that aren't first-rounders are getting paid like first-rounders. Look at L'Jarius Sneed. What do you mean? What, a fourth-round pick? And you turn around and flip him to Tennessee. That's a byproduct of being good at what you do. It's a byproduct of being good at the draft that all of a sudden that's the catch-22 of it, because now you got to pay them all. Like, not only you draft them and they're – you know, they're achieving team success. And like Trey, he's got two rings, been to another. He's been to nothing but Super Bowls in his career. That's impressive. And this is what these guys do. So they end up getting more money in the open market because Veach takes a chance on these guys and he ends up having to pay him like a first rounder. But that's what happens when you draft so well.
I thought it was interesting, though, if we back up to early March, I guess it would have been, when they traded Joe Tooney and you knew that, okay, they're tagging Trey Smith. The thought then, at least I had, and I think Cody agreed with me at the time, I don't know where you were at on it, Bink, was, oh, if they did this, they're going to get this deal done pretty quick. They must think they're pretty close. And then, so fast forward, here we are, we're talking, they're less than a month away from the deadline. And then Brett Veach had his pre-draft, you know, Zoom call or whatever, and he was asked about the Trey Smith situation. And he was also on this show just a day or two before, or a week or so before the draft. And he kind of said, oh, you know, Trey's agents are really busy. They got a bunch of clients before the draft, which, yes, but that is it. If there's a deal to be had, there's a deal to be had. That told me that there was clearly, they're like, all right, let's just pause this thing for a little bit. We're not very close. That was interesting to me. I'm still right now, if you're asking me to make a bet, do they get a deal done? Yes, I still think they get a deal done as well. But
and the other bad part is you're not getting the fifth-year option on a lot of his picks because they're not first-rounders. You know what I'm saying? So that's an issue.
Do you think Trent McDuffie gets a deal done before this season? Like, if they get Trey done, let's say it's July 12th or something, 3 days before whatever the deadline, do you think we're up in St. Joe early August or so, mid-August, and they get a deal done a week or two before the season or no? Because Sauce Gardner's waiting for a deal out there.
I can see him waiting on it, too. But also, I can see him getting it done with the Trent. Because, again, Trent McDuffie's seen nothing but success with this team. That's the problem. They all have.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.